Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Man Bun Chris's, I think we got that inkling, Tophus, when you said Easy's brother-in-law should KHS. All right, I will be back in a moment. Don't go anywhere. That was a fantastic bit of entertainment, and I'm so happy it happened. Thank you, Nick, for that. It moves the meter with the audience. That's all we're concerned about at the end of the day. All right? Everybody's feelings can go to hell. It's all about content. Thank you so much. I will be back. All right, real quick. I don't know if that was a good idea for me to apologize. I have sworn no apologies going forward. That doesn't mean that I'm going to take the apology back, but I'm throwing it out to you all. Again, considering that at the time, the information that I was presented with, that was the reason for the aggression. And I don't want to hear anything about, yeah, but that was so long ago. Yeah, Adolf Hitler did a lot of bad shit long ago. You don't just go, oh, yeah, who cares? It's a long time ago. You can't do that. Not that Ellen is Adolf Hitler, but you see my point. So I'm wondering if I may have actually, that may have been a bad move to say I'm sorry. I'm curious what the audience thinks about that. Maureen says, well, we know you didn't mean it. You told us you never mean it when you say sorry, LOL. Skip says, you're comparing yourself to Hitler. Tophus says apologizing is admitting guilt. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't aware. All right, more terrible comments. I probably shouldn't even have brought it up again. Where am I going? I'm all confused. I want to get into the story about the, it was a story where I live in Michigan, in Flint, that Maureen pointed us in the direction of, where the guy owned the house. It was a hoarder situation. There was 60 dogs rescued, 91 animals, 27 of which were not alive at this house. They rescued the rest of them. It was a house of horrors. The guy who owned that house, and there was no one in the house, and there was no heat, there was no water, nothing. It was just a space. The guy who owns the house is speaking out, and he said, no, I'm good. I didn't do anything. Why the fuck can I see that? I can't wait to hear what this guy has to say.
It was overwhelming filth. It was toxic air. It was death.
Nelson spoke with the owner, who says he wants his babies back.
It was overwhelming filth. It was toxic air. It was death. That's a quote from the police department that discovered these animals inside a Flint Township home. Tonight, we spoke with that homeowner. Now, we do want to warn you, some may find parts of this story disturbing.
We love animals. We love them. I will not abuse. I will not hurt an animal.
Okay, he doesn't realize that if you neglect an animal, it's if it's not getting proper care, that that is abuse. He doesn't know that. He's too stupid. Now, take a look at the features of this guy. This is a living embodiment of a typical hard living line son of a bitch. I mean, 1,000-yard stare, the whole deal.
The Flint Township Police Department, however, says the animals found inside Kim Shire's house experienced prolonged suffering.
Oh, my God. No.
Go get the reader.
The what?
Go get the air reader.
Air reader.
The Flint Township Police Department released this body cam footage Tuesday. They say they found more than 60 animals, mostly dogs, alive inside a home, surrounded by piles of feces and rotting furniture, as well as high amounts of ammonia, making the house uninhabitable.
Sounds like your typical former Zaniac house.
According to a Facebook post by the department, along with the living animals, they found more than 20 dead, stuffed inside trash bags near the front door.
They just rushed in, busted the door down, went in there, took all my babies.
Okay, now he's not even from the South, but that's a HLL accent.
And said, you're the worst person on the face of the earth.
Wednesday, 13.
Okay, he's just stupid. This is a man whose brain is fucked up.
Nearside was contacted by Shires, who owns the house. He tells us the animals were there as part of an effort by him and his wife to start a rescue shelter.
We wanted to build a facility out back for them to house them.
Well, typically you build the facility before you get the dogs, you dumb fuck.
And do our own little rescue right there. The problem was I needed help. I didn't need the Flint Township Police Department kicking my door in and defaming me and making me look like the worst person on the face of the earth.
Idiot. They were getting the dogs out of there. More were going to die, you dumb fuck.
Needed help.
We showed Shires the video released by the department.
Oh, they got them in cages. Oh, okay. Ruthie! There's Ruthie!
He admitted okay. The poor condition of the house as we watched the video.
This guy just needs to be shot. I don't know what the fuck just happened here. I just lost the video.
The worst person on the face of the earth. Ruthie! There's Ruthie!
He admitted the poor condition of the house as we watched the video.
The room in there flooded. It swole up the floor right there. So I cleaned all that up. But that's all trash from where the dogs got a hold of that little couch over there.
Yet, Shires maintains the house was livable.
Hey, I lived there. I lived in that house. I didn't have to have no dust mask. Do I look like I'm about ready to fall over dead?
Yes. Yes, you do. Yes, you fucking do. No self-awareness. All right? This guy has no idea how fucked up he is.
Shires says he and his wife are in Grand Rapids for a separate family matter, but did say he was reluctant to go back to the house.
The letter they had on the table pretty much told me that if they got a hold of me, they were going to do whatever they could do to me.
Yeah, you're going to be arrested.
I just want my babies back.
You fucking
fool. I don't
care.
Now, a post from the Genesee County Animal Shelter who helped rescue the animals in the house says the shelter is in crisis mode because of the situation. We'll have more information about that on 13onyourside.com. Nick Nelson, 13.
That one puppy looked familiar. Maureen just got these puppies. Now, did you get puppies from this? Yeah, these dogs, I will be picking up a couple of these babies from the hoarder house. So Maureen is getting some of the hoarder dogs. We just saw the one at the end there. I think that's one of these here. So there's all sorts of puppies from the hoarder house. And Maureen is going to get some of that guy's some of that guy's dogs, and she's going to take care of the dog while they protect, you know, while they like turn it around for them. Topha says, fucking scum cunt. Look at those poor animals. Fuck people. Rebecca says, I'm going to add scum cunt to my vocabulary. Yes. Cole says, dog soon to be a part of Zane's family to add to Big Vet's profit. That's incredible, Maureen. We should fundraise for these poor dogs, says murder lover Linda. What we should do is fundraise to have like a hitman take out that asshole. What a stupid fucking fool. Isn't it nauseating to you and me that stupid assholes like that dumb fuck have the same rights as you and I? Like, you should, based on your stupidity, have certain freedoms to be taken away from you. Like, I think that they fucked up when they wrote the Constitution. Like, there should be provisions that say, if you are a dumb fuck, you cannot have dogs. You cannot breed. You have to be watched by surveillance to make sure you're not doing dumb shit regularly. I support that. You cannot drive when you get past a certain age. You know, things like that. Just to, absolutely. Topha says people like him are a fucking danger to everybody. Yeah, we give way too many freedoms to people. I guess already over $33,000 has been raised for these animals. Rebecca says this is where vigilante justice is acceptable. And I think our judicial system is too slow. Like in Iran, this guy would already be dead. And if he's in Grand Rapids and the cops are like, yeah, come turn yourself in. No, fucking call whoever and get this guy arrested right away. And then what you do is you get everything out of the house. You bulldoze the house. You take his property. And then you sell it. You sell the property and pocket the money or distribute it amongst the community. Do whatever. He has no rights. He's abused animals. You no longer have rights. What do you think is worse? The person who goes out of their way to militia, like Michael Vick, the dog fighting, you have that where, hey, I'm going to hurt this animal. I don't care about it. Or you have the fucking fool like this guy who's too stupid to know that he's hurting the animal. I think Michael Vick is a lot worse because there's like an edge of evil to it. I think that this is a step below that because he's just stupid. This is a stupid fucking man. Topha says he has the fucking audacity to claim those animals were well cared for. Yes, but I believe he believes that. I believe he's that fucking dumb. His brain is mush, this guy. God damn. Regarding Rebecca saying this is where vigilante justice is acceptable, Topha says, I agree, the system is failing us and it's time for a correction. All right, I also want to get into another very difficult story. A transgender hockey shooter. I'm not going to play any of the video. I did see the video. But you've got, and it's pertinent to the story, guy born a guy, becomes a chick, identifies as a chick, wife files for divorce. They're at the high school hockey game, wife with daughter, and then ex-husband, used to be a dude, now a chick, comes walking into the stands and shoots wife, shoots child. Several others are shot. It was horrific. Shoots self, dead. And oh my God. And the problem, I mean, it's horrible, but now you have this continued, all right, well, transgender people. It's you know, continuing the fight, the war games against transgender people. And that's the last thing that they need. And so all people who are transgender are being thrown under the bus because of this one idiot. He had been enraged, I guess, by like people in the transgender community who were mocked. There's this one lawmaker. I don't know who the person is. Used to be a dude, now a chick. And has been hounded for quite some time, this person. And I'll say this. This person, you'd never be able to tell me that was a dude. But that was part of the problem. Keep bashing us, but do not wonder why we go berserk, Dorgan wrote in a chain post. He was targeting his own family when he wreaked havoc at the ice rink following years of heated court disputes over his identity. The fatalities included the mom of Dorgan's hockey player son and the student athlete's sibling. Holy shit. The ex filed for divorce in 2020 on the grounds of gender reassignment surgery, narcissistic personality disorder traits. According to the court filing, the three people who were injured in Monday's shooting included two other relatives and a family friend. They remained in critical condition. Okay. So if you're a dude that's becoming a chick, you know, that's all well and good. But I think in this case, you got to try harder. If you're going to change your gender, can you at least, like, look at this chick, the lawmaker. That's a chick. When I see my son-in-law, I'm like, oh, it's Ash. You're a dude. You can't just put on a wig and fucking, you got to look like a chick. This looks like a fucking WWE wrestler. You goddamn psychopath. This is like Sammy Hagar putting on glasses and taking a selfie and saying, yeah, I'm a chick. Fuck you. The dude also had Nazi tattoos on his right arm. I did see that. The SS. But I don't think this is a transgender thing, guys. I think this is just a fucking wacko. You cannot take someone's gender identity and say, yeah, this is the reason why the murder took place. You have a psychopath. That's all this is. This is a psychopath who used the opposition to transgender living to fuel their rage. That's all that this is. My problem is that it's used as a political football to attack law-abiding, loving, special transgender people. Becca Shea says, why do people have to kill their family members too? Just kill yourself, not to be harsh, but geez. Well, I think that this person had, you know, hated, probably had a list. Now, I'm not going to go and shoot anybody, for God's sake. I may post dancing pallbearers, but I'm not going to go do that. Just a hideous story, and I feel bad I missed it. Actually, I'm kind of glad I missed it because everybody was showing the footage of the actual murder that took place. Tyler says, I think the idea of changing genders attracts wackos who are not actually transgender. Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But no, I'm not going to go ahead and indict all transgender people. This is just a fucking psychopath and might have been the worst transgender. This is the worst effort ever for a person changing gender. I mean, there is no effort whatsoever. If you're going to change your gender, you can't look like Sammy Hagar, for fuck's sake. This person looks more like Sammy Hagar than Sammy Hagar. What a shitty effort. A person at the hockey rink yesterday, that's what kind of got me on this. Yeah, the person says, yeah, I'm all for transgender. Do your thing. Love it. But you got to do it better. You got to try harder. This is not trying. This is shit. All right. Oh, this, God, this pisses me off too. Thank you to Man Bun Chris for sending it along. He always thinks that this would be a good thing for me to talk about. Put it on its ear. Okay, chick on a white basketball team, white jersey basketball team. A chick on the team has an injury to her knee. She can't play anymore. So they want to, like, honor her, I guess, on senior night. Incredible moment of sportsmanship. The Bulldogs allowed Titans injured star Chloe Crawford to score the game's first points on senior night. The Titans then allowed the Bulldogs to even the score. This is, you know, you see these from time to time.
Can you just imagine what they're going to look like in the next couple of years?
So with the game now begins, and Chloe Crawford, number five.
I wish she would have missed it.
Garner, and they start the game off on senior night here, allowing her to score.
Okay, so the chick on crutches, she gets the ball, she puts it in, and then they allow the other team to score to even it up, so there's no advantage. Well, what's the point?
Participate here in this special night here at the at the gymnasium.
Oh, she's a doll, by the way.
The only senior on this team.
You know, I guess. I mean, if she feels happy about it,
to the sideline.
She looks like she's smiling.
Special
for Chloe.
Such
happy.
A great player here in the program. Their defensive stopper, and it's unfortunate with her injury, but a special gesture there for her to be able to score here on senior night.
And great to see that the great rivalry the between
this
the
This is
Bulldogs
more action
the
than they'll see in the whole
and
game.
Great sportsmanship as well. So there is the tying layup, and now
all right, then they officially begin. This thing's kind of bummed me out. Remember the soccer guy who was crutching his way down the field? Cole says, asshole of the day, everyone at this game. Rich says she was the only senior on the team, which is why they did it. Well, why don't they just, I mean, I've participated in senior night. You just welcome, hey, here's senior so-and-so. Take a picture, give him a rose, and that's it. You don't put him in the game. Nick says, should have just let her do ceremonial free throws or something. No, just nothing. That's not necessary. Rich says, you got to make everybody feel special these days. Tyler says, fuck that. Make her earn that point. Have her play on one foot. Like Herb Brooks. That scene from Miracle. What are you, a candy ass? Herb, come on. Great scene. What are you, a candy ass?
This is unbelievable. You guys are playing like this is some throwaway game up in Rochester. Who are we playing, Rammer?
Sweden.
Yeah, you're damn right, Sweden! In the Olympics! the hell's wrong with you? Put your gear on. I said, put your gear on.
The doc told me I can't
play. Yeah, I know. You got a bad bruise. You know what? Put your street clothes on, because I got no time for quitters.
Come on, Herb. Nobody's quitting here.
You worry about your own game. Plenty there to keep you busy. Bruise on the leg is a hell of a long way from the heart, you candy ass.
What'd you call me?
You heard me.
You want me to play, huh? Is that what you want?
I want you to be a hockey player!
I am a hockey player! You want me to play on one leg? Huh? I'll play on one leg!
That'll get him going.
Get off me!
Oh, yeah.
Will that make you happy?
I just played this a couple weeks ago. Gets me every time. In that documentary on Netflix about the USA team, they covered that moment. And that's how it went, like in real life. You actually use that term, you candy ass. And I think, is that Rob McClanahan? I can't remember who the fuck that was, who actually got injured. And there's real footage from the game. He couldn't even sit on the bench because he would tighten up.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
So he had to stand the rest of the game, but he did play, and I think he got a goal. He might have gotten a goal. I don't know. Fuck it. USA is in the Final Four for hockey in the Olympics. I haven't watched one fucking game. Dylan Larkin scored yesterday. And the U.S. beat Sweden in overtime. And now it's down to Slovakia, Finland, U.S., Canada. U.S., Canada, I think, play next. Whatever. It's just not the same. It's great. It's fine. I like it. But whatever. Okay. Let's see, where are we? How much time did we use? Okay. All right. I have an unbelievable video. Thank you, I think, to Scott, who sent this along. It's a fast bit of footage. It happens in one of my old stomping grounds of Freehold, New Jersey. Some drunk driver almost takes out an entire family, including little kids. Now, no one here was badly hurt. But what a goddamn close call this was. Holy shit. This is from CBS MAGA News.
A very close call tonight for a mother and her two young children. They're outside a preschool in Freehold, New Jersey on Friday when a drunk driver plowed into them. Their injuries, we're told, are not life-threatening. You wonder how the driver was arrested. Very close call tonight for a mother and her two young children. They're outside a preschool.
Look at how close that is. She doesn't... Mom, I think she... preschool. She only... She kind of only
outside a
one.
Preschool.
She didn't have the opportunity to get close to the second one.
Well, in
poor guy.
Freehold, New Jersey on Friday when
pushes them over,
a drunken driver
okay.
plowed into them. Their injuries, we're told, are not life-threatening. You wonder how.
Goddamn stroke of luck. That's shockingly lucky. Rich says she grabbed the favorite kid. Tofus says her head bounced off that car. I missed that. Did it? Couldn't have been that bad, though.
Children, they're outside a preschool in Freehold, New Jersey on Friday.
Hit pretty hard.
When a drunk driver.
Not the end of the world, but she's probably concussed. I was looking at the little kid who almost got ground up into mincemeat. The kid got hit hard. Holy fuck. Yeah, I don't think it was that big of a deal. I think because he got hit by like the flat side of the car like that, I don't know. It still hit pretty hard. You're right. but not enough to do a whole lot of damage. Jesus, that is fucking frightening. So, you know, it makes you wonder how much the penalty will be if this is a first-time infraction, what the charges will be, what potentially the sentence could be. All right. You know, I should have talked about this when I was talking about the transgender thing. Ted Levine played the part of Buffalo Bill in the film Silence of the Lambs. You remember him?
Oh, yeah, she's a great big fat girl.
Dr. Lecter, where can I find Buffalo Bill? God, it does not sound like Jodie Foster. It sounds like George W. Bush. Levine has a problem after the fact with the character that he played. And I was like, wait, what? What's going on? And he says the characterization of Buffalo Bill is cruel to trans and gender non-conforming people. Now, all I remember that about that movie is that the character dressed in chick's clothes from time to time, maybe put on a little bit of makeup, danced in front of a camera, and tucked his pee-pee between his legs to make it look like there was just like a muff and a vagina. I mean, who hasn't done that? I think in the film, he actually said that he would have sex with himself.
I would fuck me.
Like in, there was one of the lines, one of his character's lines. And so playing the part of the serial killer, Buffalo Bill, he said that though he didn't think that the character was offensive at the time, he now thinks the character was fucking wrong. Buffalo Bill is presented as a gender non-conforming trans person, and late director Jonathan Demme agreed that he understood where LGBTQ plus critics were coming from. The thing is, I can't get behind attacking a film from that long ago through the lens of 2026. It just doesn't work in any light. You look at it as, oh, wow, yeah, that was the way it was back then. Wow, that's something. We're not like that now, generally. And I think that's good. But I don't think we need to go back and just say horrible shit. I think it's only appropriate to say, well, at the time, that's where our brains were. We have evolved as a culture, you know? That's a sign of growth. You can't say, yeah, it's fucking wrong. That was wrong under today's standards. At the time, nobody gave a shit. At the time, nobody cared. I just find it weird when people go back in time and say, yeah, oh, man, it's so bad. He's trying to cancel himself. And let's be honest. There are people that do fucked up shit. Case in point, Sammy Hagar here, the Sammy Hagar lookalike who shot up the fucking hockey rink. It just so happened to be a transgender person, just like Buffalo Bill here happened to be a non-gender, non-conforming or whatever the fuck. It's unfortunate that the film vilified that. And it's fucking wrong, and you can quote me on that. But of his work in the film, he said, I didn't play him as being a gay or trans. I think he was just a fucked up heterosexual man. That's what I was doing. Precisely. You don't need to go back. Jonathan Demme, in 2014, before he died in 2017, applauded the LGBTQ plus community for criticizing Silence of the Lambs. but that Buffalo Bill wasn't transgender. He didn't wish to be another gender. He said he didn't really have a sexual preference. He loathed himself. He wanted to transform himself so there was no sense of him in the new. Yeah, not acceptable. All that matters is that today, in this day and age, these people are treated like the amazing human beings that they are, in my opinion. They're to be respected and loved like we all are. But I'm not going to go back and rip something from 35 years ago. I'm not going to go back. Like when we listened to the Lost Zane recordings, when I was incredibly homophobic, I'm not going to go back and say, oh, I'm sorry I did that to the community. No, I was a fucking idiot. That's the way you thought back then. Back then, gay was a pejorative. Yeah, you're so gay. Hell, we did that on GRD. Yeah, whatever. You're gay. Hey, you're stupid. You're gay. And then shit got weeded out somehow. And we figured it out that that's not okay. You know? Red Bull Brain Chris has it down. He says the film didn't vilify transgenderism. It vilified serial killers. Tofus says we learned from that. I mean, most of us learned from that shit. History is supposed to be a learning experience. Precisely. Well said. Shit, Howard Stern would use the N-word on air frequently. You realize that it wasn't okay and you don't do it anymore. Yeah, exactly. Okay, where the fuck am I here? I guess I got beat up yesterday by, what is his name? Kevin Brennan. Kevin Brennan took his shots at me regarding the Christian Blatt show, and I'm very excited about that. Christian is pulling the clips. Kevin is an interesting story because he's comparing himself to Ham and Agar podcasters and live streamers. What's interesting about that is Kevin is a Saturday Night Live alum. He should be remarkably successful in his own right. Yet, he's comparing himself to moron live streamers like me. And that's hysterical. More from the gay front. We watched the video, at least I believe on Patreon, of Shia LaBeouf getting beaten in New Orleans. Video surfaced yesterday that he was in a drunken stupor on Fat Tuesday in the French Quarter. And all the story said was, oh, yeah, he was being a jerk. He left. He came back. He slugged somebody. Somebody slugged him. Well, the clip we saw was him getting beaten. And he was really drunk. And the guy who slugged him said, all right, calm down. He wouldn't calm down. So the guy punched him in the fucking face. And then LaBeouf kept struggling, so he punched him a few more times, and it just wasn't getting through his thick head. And finally he gave up. Finally he was arrested, and then that's the end of it. Now the word is coming out that Shia was hurling gay slurs at people, and then all of the gay people started to beat his ass. Slurs at two men, one who identifies as queer and the other who dresses in drag. After it all went down Tuesday morning in New Orleans, Jeffrey Dammit is one of the persons who was born with the last name Klein and was listed on as one of the victims by New Orleans police, said in an interview on Wednesday that he was wearing mascara, eyeshadow and lipstick when LaBeouf tried to beat him up while screaming, you're a fucking F rhymes with Baggett. I don't even like to see that written down. He also shared a cell phone video showing LaBeouf in the back of a vehicle being examined by first responders, glancing over at Jeffrey Dammit and saying, "Bag it! Keep on calling me F. Rhymes with bag it, damn it," can be heard saying on the video. Asked by text message if he would like to comment on LaBeouf's arrest, the other man named by police as the victim in the case, Nathan Thomas Reed, replied, "I want it to be known that he was calling people F. Rhymes with bag it." I remember one time I called Free Beer and F. Rhymes with bag it. He was so shocked. He used to wear this hat. I think he still does. It's a newsy hat. And so he puts on the hat. And I think we were walking over to like Subway. And I don't know what possessed me to say it. But I said, "Hey, guess what? What? You look like a F. Rhymes with Baggett." I know. You're not supposed to do that. And I would never dream of doing that now. Back then, I'm going to say that. We're talking 20 years ago. I'm telling you, it was a different time for me. An initial report furthermore alleged that LaBeouf was heard saying, "These F rhymes with baguettes put me in jail," while referring to his Catholic faith. What? Let's see. There's more to this. Something about Ash Wednesday. So I think it might have had something to do with the fact that he's Catholic and he doesn't like gay people. That's part of the reason why we left the Catholic Church. It's my love of the gays. All right, this guy's a fucking clown. Why do people hire him? Honestly. Tyler says, "Concerning me calling Free Beer F rhymes with Baggett because of his hat, I'm sure that by the standards of back then, it was justified." Well, yeah, back then, that was an insult to us. We would insult people by saying homophobic slurs. All right. Thank you to some of the sponsors that helped make this show possible. They're all fantastic. Hello to Kuiper Tree Care. If you've got unwanted trees on your property, you want to get rid of them, call Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. They'll cut down the tree, grind the stump. You need trees trimmed, they'll do that. Tree risk assessment, all that fun stuff. 616-828-8225. For Kuiper Tree Care. Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. Bang on their door for a Yamaha golf cart. How about an e-bike? Those are very popular. Scooter, go-kart for the kids. Maybe a four-wheeler. One for work, one for play, side-by-side, whatever you need. Head on over to Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. Also, hello to Frank Fuss. If you need help with your Affordable Care Act insurance, call Frank at appointment. I should say reach out to Frank at appointmentwithfrank.com. He'll book some time with you, and you can discuss how you can get your health care through the marketplace. The law has changed. It's a little bit more challenging to get in the right policy, but that's why you have Frank for you. Head over to appointmentwithfrank.com for more information. Zed is dead. Peter Green, he's been dead for a little while. He actually died in mid-December. But I didn't really talk about Zed being dead. That would be Peter Green. You remember him from Pulp Fiction. He was the guy who was having butt sex with Ving Rhames' character. Da 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 da. And then Bruce Willis's character showed up with a samurai sword. He slaughtered the gimp, then he slaughtered that other guy with the mustache and the beard. And then he hacked away at Zed. And then, he ended up getting killed by Ving Rhames. Well, Zed is officially dead. He was only 60. And this is kind of a fucked up way to go. Because he, I don't know if he was cleaning his gun or what, but he accidentally shot himself. Bullet went into his armpit, and it severed major artery. And that's it. He fucking bled out. Jesus. A neighbor called and said, yeah, we haven't heard from him. And music has been playing nonstop in the We probably need to watch that scene. In honor of Zed, Pulp Fiction ass rape. Where the fuck is it?
I've had this one question.
No, that's not it. But I gotta find it now. Pulp Fiction. Zed Marcellus. Yep.
We got the gimp.
Think the gimp's sleeping.
Well, I guess you just have to go wake him up now, won't you?
Video's not that good here. So I'm gonna go ahead.
You want that gun, don't you, Zed?
Step aside, Butch. Oh!
Okay, now this was key because Butch still owed Marcellus a lot of money. And he was supposed to throw the fight. He didn't throw the fight. He killed the guy in the ring. That cost Marcellus a lot of money, so Marcellus wants to kill Butch. They wind up both spider caught a fly. Fast forward now that because he saved Marcellus from being killed, Marcellus forgave him of his debts. Great movie. Red Bull Brain Chris says Marcellus Wallace got two hard pipe hitting N-words to go medieval on Zed's ass with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch. Great movie. Well, now Zed is officially dead, and he's way too young. He's only 60. You know? Can you imagine in that scene, Zed, Peter Green, and Ving Rhames, and they're like, all right, well, how does this scene lay out? Well, you got to look like you're ramming Ving in the ass. Ving's wearing a ball gag, and you're going to be screwing his asshole. I mean... It just sounds ridiculous to me that they actually have to say, all right, and action, fuck his ass. not. Anyway, Tarantino owes us a movie, by the way. He surely does. All right. That is going to conclude this show. I have the asshole of the day. Yesterday was the Flint hoarder. It could very easily be him again. But we've covered a lot of ground today, so I don't know if you have any suggestions as to who the asshole of the day could be or should be. I don't think it's Ellen Taylor, nor do I think it's me. It might be Nick. No, it can't be Nick. I love Nick, but he has been the asshole today in the past, I think. Bread Bowl Brain Chris has a suggestion. No, I don't think so. Miscommunication, that's all that was. All that was. Honestly, I shouldn't even have erased the dry erase thing on the asshole of the day because I'm going to make the dog hoarder asshole of the day again. Oh, but I did get another great suggestion, so maybe I forgot about that. I'm going to take that back. Hockey game shooter. Who is an asshole for not only shooting people at the hockey game, but for doing a horrible job at becoming a transgender female. I mean, that was some of the worst shit I've ever seen. I look more like a chick than that fucking idiot. What an asshole. All right. That is my time. I appreciate you guys so much. And I'll talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast. Till then, have a good one. Thank you and bye-bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.